Hi there, this is Colin Merrick from Heart of the Father, and I want to welcome you to the weekly prayer broadcast. Now, today I want to just share a little bit about our path with the Lord. And it's something, you know, that a lot of people get discouraged in at times. We get distracted by the things we expect to happen, but sometimes don't see. And, you know, we have songs that we even sing that says that He will never disappoint us. He will never let us down. But to some believers, they feel like they have been let down and have been disappointed. And I want to talk about this today just for the sake of truth. Because in God's word is truth should make us free. So much of the reason for the discouragement and disappointment has been the testimonies of some believers. And yes, some messages as well. And sometimes these messages might be very one-sided, much like the testimonies, which is the problem. So I believe what we need today is to see our path with the Lord in another way. Many of you have had words spoken over your life by some prophetic person, or there's been things God put on your heart to dream about, and you've been praying for breakthrough. You've been agreeing with other believers for a breakthrough in that area or to see that thing happen. And I want to just get back to the problem of the one-sidedness that we hear. We hear a testimony from someone, or even the message they bring, and we hear how wonderful it is and how God came through, how something amazing happened. But the problem is that we do not hear what the trouble was in the process, the actual path they needed to walk before they saw this type of breakthrough. Because breakthrough does not usually happen in a day. There's rare occurrences of sudden breakthroughs that didn't require a process and a path walked out with the Lord. It reminds me of Psalm 119, verse 105. You know, that says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And it gives us the indication that there's a light, but it is for the next few steps. It is not a full view of the whole road till the destination. And I believe it is because His word, God Himself, you know, as Jesus was the word, He became flesh. He was the embodiment of the word, right? So the word would be the actual destination. And there the focus is turned, that we do not look for something to happen outside of us, for us, but that truly that we would see as we walk and take each step, that we would have a perspective that is different and that is clear in the midst of a path that we walk out toward something that God has put before us, so that we do not even think we have reached our final goal even after getting to that place God put before us, but that we would celebrate the path that we have walked because we have walked with the Word. So today I want to encourage you in this. View your testimonies and breakthroughs for other people that you do not see yourself. Don't look to those. Know that those things can inspire you to know that it is possible. But know that it didn't happen in a day usually. But it required a path walked out. Even the greatest miracles required small steps for a long time before it really happened. There's something like we have in the natural where we cultivate ground, where we water ground, and slowly see growth that we miss sometimes in the spirit, not knowing that something is being cultivated and being watered in us, and that God ultimately wants to work through our lives so that His love might be seen on the earth. As we know that He taught us to pray, "Let your kingdom come, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven," which means it isn't usually done, but that there is a partnership that we take in having His will done and His kingdom manifesting on the earth, since He already said the kingdom was at hand when He taught us this prayer. There's a manifestation. There's a showing of the will of the Lord, and He desires to do it through us way more rather than just for us. In the Old Testament, God showed up in many ways that would amaze people today. Pillars of fire, dividing water, fire from heaven, making axes float on water, supernatural writing on a wall. All these things God has done. But I want to encourage you that you are not the same as the people who saw those things in the Old Testament. You have been infused with the Spirit of God, been made one with Him, and you are not as fleshly and carnal as those were. You are set in a new covenant, covenant of His mercy and His grace and His love. He is to be close with you so that you can have different perspective when you walk on your path. The Word is now in you, and He desires to reveal the very deep things of Himself to you. As that amazing scripture is quoted from the Old Testament and moves into the New in 1 Corinthians 2, it starts with, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those that love Him." And then He switches to reality, and He says, "But He has revealed it unto us by His Spirit." So we have this today. We have the Spirit of the Lord. But do not just take the idea of a breakthrough that needs to be waited out. But let Christ change the way you see right now, so that every step you take with His Word, every step you take with your work, with your family, with your friends, wherever you go, whatever you do, that His light be on your path and His lamp be on your feet, so that you will see and have His perspective while you walk out your life. That changes things. So I just want to pray with you today that your path be enlightened, that your perspective be put in place where you are secure and you are, and when you are led by Him, so that you can walk each step to something greater that He has put before you, that you will not feel like a victim, but that you will know that He's with you and that He's for you. So let's pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for being a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Thank you, Father, for having your Spirit in us that sets us free to walk as you enable us to do. Thank you, Father, for a change in perspective, that we will walk with meaning and with purpose, that we will be very intentional with you and know and be aware that you're in us and with us. Thank you, Lord. I speak life over each person listening to this. Thank you, Father, for shift in perspective. Thank you, Lord, that breakthroughs aren't just a splash of anointing oil and gold sparkles thrown our way like some kind of magic spell. Even though, God, I know you can do it. But I thank you that your breakthrough will be in us and will work through us every step we take, every opportunity we get to let your image that you've put inside of us come forth in the words we speak, in the way we touch, in the way we look. Thank you, Father, for your love. I bless each one, God. Let each one be encouraged. They are not falling short. They are not to be disappointed or discouraged, because we do not live for ourselves. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, be our light. Be our lamp. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. You know, this is maybe the most intense statement I could make right now, but I'm going to do it anyway. And it is, when we really are discouraged regarding the Lord, then we know we've been living for ourselves and not for the Lord. Because that's the only way we could really be discouraged. So this is our opportunity to let him shift our perspective and walk with him. And let who he is minister to our life so that we can live it out. If we receive his grace freely, surely we will believe we received what he gave, and our life would look different. So bless you guys. Thank you guys for praying with us. Thank you for blessing us, even financially. We pray and speak blessing over you and a mighty harvest in Jesus' name. Thank you for being obedient to the Lord, because it benefits those around you when you are obedient in everything that he tells you. So bless you guys. Until next time.